feel like a professional radio guy. Here's my question. What's the sign of professionalism? Is it that you know you're going to go on the air, so you fart and cough and do all that shit before? Or is it, you get professional and you just don't give a damn, so you know it. You just cut loose whenever you need to cut loose. That's my question for the real radio. Welcome to another show, everyone. We're in the car. I'm driving about an hour and 15 minutes to a store to get some very important items for my lifestyle, by which I mean games for the Nintendo GameCube. I just discovered that the Wii I have also had GameCube controller ports, and that it could play GameCube games, so I have to go get some. Very exciting, although it does require a memory card, which had its own little port that I didn't know about. Very annoying. It's pretty funny, going to these game stores. I have to say, something about going to the game store is very comforting to me. I don't know if it's the odor that's sort of like plastic version of Subway, or if it's the, just the endless possibilities, but there's something about it that's just real appealing to Pete. But, I went to the more indie one the other day, because they carry all the old shit. And I have to say, like, the guy who works there, I don't know, there's something unsavory about it. He's playing something on the computer. He's got his volume turned up all the way and shit. I don't know, man. I don't trust this fella. I really don't. Very bearded. Extremely bearded. And I don't know who runs these stores or what their standards are, but here's what you need to say to your employees. Hey, guys. Either you need to wear black t-shirts that are still somewhat the color black, not faded, so they look like they have a dust coating them, or no more black shirts. Unfortunately, a black shirt doesn't survive as long as some other types of shirts. Now, maybe that's for the best. I don't know, a white shirt gets pitted out after a while. Maybe that's okay, because then you don't wear the same fucking Iron Maiden shirt from 12 years ago anymore. You let it die. But when it's black, you think, fuck it. Let it ride. See how long this train can keep rolling on this black shirt. And you just feel like he's probably got, looking at the guy, he's probably got a whole closet. This is probably how his wardrobe is constructed. If he saw a fully black, actually black shirt, he would lose his fucking mind. It would blow his emotions, because it would be so dark black compared to what he's used to. I don't think he would be prepared for it. I really don't. I don't think that this would be something that his vision could handle. His brain would just explode. It would collapse in on itself in what we like to call a black hole. This is where they come from, apparently. Guys at video game stores whose brains get blown by seeing something that's actually the way it's supposed to be. So anyway, I'm headed out to do that. I didn't really want to, not gonna lie. But I might be laid up for a little while. I'm getting my wisdom teeth out tomorrow. So that should be exciting. You have to fill out all this paperwork and stuff. I don't know, every time I fill out paperwork for the dentist or the orthodontist or one of these dental people, there's a question on there that I don't understand what it's... So this one was like, do you wear contact lenses? And it said, do you normally sleep with your contact lenses in? And I was just like, fuck you, okay? Jesus Christ. Let me worry about this stuff, I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows. So I have to go get that, and they also, they're so full of shit, too, because they do this. I make the appointment's at 9:30. And so, then I call up, and of course the lady is telling me the business of, how to not eat anything after midnight, I guess, and all this shit. And then she's saying, well, your appointment's at 9:30, so that means you need to be here at 9:15. Which, I mean, I understand, like, they don't want people getting there 20 minutes late or whatever because that puts them behind or something like that. But just tell me when I need to be there. You know what I mean? Just say, your appointment's at 9:15, so you need to be here at 9:15. That would make sense. I mean, why is my appointment at 9:30? Why do I have to be there at 9:15? What the fuck for? You know, so I can sit in their shit lobby? That's the other thing. Doctors, airplanes, all this bullshit, they try to get you to show up, you know, so fucking early. They'll say, oh yeah, you need to be here an hour early for the airport, and you need to be here forever early for the doctor, you know, just as early as if you're taking an international flight. And you know why people don't want to show up early, why they want to show up right on time? Because they know when they show up early, they're going to just sit in your fucking office forever. I swear to God, they better be fucking ready for me at 9:15. This place is 2 minutes away from my home. That is not an exaggeration. I exaggerate long in general. I mean, once I get in the car, it is probably going to take 2 minutes. We could not finish a hit song on the radio in the time from when we leave my house till we get there. So it's pretty easy to nail it, you know? So they better have shit for me to do starting at 9:15. I better not just be dicking around in their lobby reading the worst fucking magazines I've ever seen. I just saw an old Seinfeld where he goes to the dentist. They had a Playboy in the office, you know, when people are sitting there and this guy's like looking at naked chicks and the dentist is saying, you know, yeah, we did that. You know, I don't know, it helps people relax. And I was watching it just thinking, actually, that's not the worst idea ever. I would probably be fine with that. You know, if I went to the dentist and there was Playboy there, what the hell, you know? See a naked person. Look at an article, you know, a real long article by Eric Bogosian that you decide, you're like, yeah, I really should read this kind of stuff. And of course you don't, because fuck that. I wonder if that's the problem. You know, Playboy had, like, some real literary stuff and has. I don't know if it still does or not. I haven't seen one. Does that exist in anywhere but hilarious jokes? But I wondered, you know, they have all this literary stuff in there, but it has to compete directly with pictures of nude people. And they don't even have to be... It's not about them being attractive at this point in my life, because you could look up... There's so many attractive naked people, you don't need to go get a magazine. You know what I mean? You almost have to avoid having a magazine dropped off with nudes in it. But, you know, if someone told me they were unattractive, like, ooh, there's a bunch of ugly-looking guys in here naked... They have the weirdest looking dicks, I'd say, alright, I'm taking a look. I want to see. You know, I want to see what a weird looking dick is to you. I mean, this tells me something about you, about what you think is weird. It tells me something about the guy. Gives me a future to avoid, you know, every time I look in the mirror, something to be terrified. Like, oh my god, am I turning into that guy where his dick is just like a little button on the end of his gut? Who knows what's happening? So anyway, I don't know. They should just fucking... I think that that's like, it was a complete waste to have this literary stuff in there, really. You know, other than, I guess, that way you could try and convince people you were getting it for that stuff, you know? But they should have had it be actually interesting. It's just terrible. I mean, the state of magazines is so awful. You know, okay, I could get Playboy. That's got literary stuff that I'm not going to be able to read because I just want to look at naked people. It's got, you know, and then it's like, all right, what am I going to get, Maxim? That's way worse than Playboy. That's like Playboy if Playboy was put together by your cousin who's 12. You know what I mean? And someone said, we want to give you a huge budget to put together the premier men's fashion and lifestyle magazine, and we're going to have bikini chicks in there. And he's like, what would be the ultimate stuff, you know? And it's like, let's have a contest where you decide which chick is the sexiest from these different colleges. That would be amazing. You know. I don't know. How do they get away with that, too, by the way? You know, they always have, like, Playboy will have, oh, this is the college one where all the chicks from the different colleges are naked. That would be real weird. Those people must not actually be in college, right? How do you go to biology class and you're like, holy shit, I've seen you completely naked, sitting on top of a locker room bench, holding a football for some reason, or no reason. I don't know. I'm not sure about that part. Not really what I was focused on, to be honest. How do you continue to go to class, you know, with that going on? I mean, I couldn't do it. I'm not a mature guy in that way. I don't know. I don't know how people do this stuff. Anyway, they never have anything that good, you know, or interesting. Playboy. Someone should just sneak. Maybe I should just take a Playboy in there and leave it in their pile. I mean, that would just be interesting, at least. It's a good story, too, because then you leave the dentist, and they're like, how's the dentist? Everyone asks that. How was the dentist? How the fuck do you think the dentist was? Oh, it was really good. I went there, they complimented me on my clean teeth, and I went home. Fuck you. You know how it was. It was terrible. I was the guy in the next room over, and you heard the drill, and you're like, thank fuck I'm not that guy. Well, that's me, so I hope you're happy. Hope I'm taking up the space for you real nice, so you don't have to fucking do that, apparently. I don't know. I think they just have to drill a certain number of shit every day. Want to make sure they're getting their money out of this fucking Craftsman Makita drill or whatever they got in there. Tiny little drill. Jesus Christ. I was looking up something about, I don't even remember, it was like how to remove. I think I typed into Google how to remove, and the first thing that came up was how to remove your own tooth or molar or something like that. I mean, that's somebody who has balls. I gotta say, if you have a tooth problem and you're just saying, all right, fuck it, this thing needs to come out, but I ain't going to the dentist. What are my options? You know, because they can't be good. I mean, I've done a lot of my own little adjustments to these braces and whatnot. It's not easy. It is not easy to see in there. I mean, I think half of being a dentist is you can see in someone's face because it's really hard to see inside your own mouth. Someone needs to install a light in there. You know, when you get braces, why don't they just put a light on there, a little LED, and you could see what the fuck's going on in there? That way you could make your own adjustments when necessary. You wouldn't have to fucking go back there every time you had a little problem. I would think that would be to their advantage, too. And what the hell, man? When you were brushing, maybe you could have a black light in there. Your food shows up as black light or as spots on your teeth, which should shine brightly. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure some people's teeth shine. I bet mine under a black light just look exactly like old, you know, old drapes or something hanging from the ceiling. And probably, there's probably no luminescence left. I don't think they're the right shade, you know. I don't know. I mean, you know, you just know it's bad when you go to the dentist and they say things like, did you grow up drinking well water? What do you say to that? No and fuck you? Or just no? You know? No, why? Why would you ask that? Why wouldn't you ask that? Why wouldn't you say something like, where'd you grow up? Around here? You know, and then suss it out. Like in a regular, do you guys have a farm or a house? I mean, come on, give me a fucking break. Why you gotta hurt my feelings like that? Did you drink well water? I mean, they're gonna just start asking me things like, oh, do you eat logs of shit? Have you ever spent a few months eating your own feces and urine to survive in a survival situation? Were you ever in any kind of concentration camp where you weren't properly nutritionized? Would you say that your mom has loose sexual values and morals? I don't know. That doesn't really. I'm just making conversation. This isn't even about teeth anymore. I just, you know, I like to ask these kind of questions. I like to know what I'm dealing with when I'm cleaning someone's teeth. You know, doing for a job what you do twice to three times a day on your own. You know, I don't know. That's got to be a tough job, though. I don't know. Dental hygienist. I don't know if I'd enjoy that. I don't know what they're supposed to do, too. I think that they need, like, a thing that's sort of like what I think haircut people need. I cut my own hair with clippers last week. Went from long hair to buzzed hair. You know, and it was partially I was just thinking about it, and I was sick of having this long hair. I was wearing this fucking bandana when I went to the gym. I looked like an asshole. You know, I looked like either a cancer patient, except I had hair, so it didn't really say that so much, or more just like a complete fucking asshole. You know, David Foster Wallace, the writer, is dead. Still haven't forgiven him for wearing that bandana all the time. Nobody has. So I needed the haircut. I was thinking, oh my god, it's going to be at least a week before I can go get this haircut. And then what am I going to do? finally I'll get a day off where I don't have to do anything. I can just sit home and play video games. What am I going to do? Go get a haircut that day? That'll be fun. You know, and I go this place, you leave, you're covered in your own hair bristles. I mean, how is that good? That's not a good thing. You shouldn't be covered in your own bristly hair. It's anything that's on your body, as soon as it's cut off, is absolutely horrifying. You know, fingernails, when they're on your fingers, they're pretty much fine. As soon as you clip them off, those clippings, those little half moons of nothing, are the worst thing on the planet. I mean, and the larger the quantity, too. I'm hoping to ask to save my wisdom teeth. I had this great plan. You know, I like to do some pranks at the office once in a while. I was thinking, how fun would it be? Someone goes on vacation, and they come back, and it's just like there's a tooth sitting in the middle of the floor in their office, and they have no idea where it came from or what it's doing there, you know? Maybe even with a little fake blood on it. Maybe real blood, depending how deep the prank has to go. Yeah, I think that'd be a pretty uncanny event. You come in, there's just a tooth laying in the floor. You'd say, huh, shit. Does anyone know what this is and why? But yeah, a whole jar full of teeth, that would be fucking disturbing, you know? Human teeth, clearly human. Or, you know, a bunch of bones, I don't know. A bunch of fingernails, just a jar full of pee. It's pretty bad. I mean, again, the pee is in your body, it's fine. The second it leaves your body, oh my god, we're all in a tizzy. You know, everyone gets all fucking upset about all the pee all around. Oh god, I need to backtrack on my own shit here. Oh yeah, so I cut my own hair. I buzzed my own hair. That's how you... I think that's, you know, how I stumbled into that Google thing with the tooth. See how this all wraps up on this show? How great it is when I don't have, any plan or things to talk about. It just wraps in on itself. What a professional. You guys are listening to a real professional guy here. So, you know, I decided to shave my own head and Googled how to shave your own head. Which apparently, there's not really much to it other than, you know, I would say have clippers and have patience. You know, it's going to take a little while. And get up early the next day, you know, shower, get up early, because you're going to see something that you missed, you know what I mean? You're going to have these little flies coming off your head that you need to address big time. You know, and I don't know, it takes a long time. You just stand in the mirror cutting your own hair. It's a very weird, it's a lot of time to spend with yourself, I have to say. As a guy who spends a lot of time talking to himself out loud and then recording it and putting it on the internet, it still felt weird. But I took care of business. Had a towel on the floor that just got full of hair. I didn't know what to do with that, you know. I thought I should dump it in the garbage, but then I could just imagine, you know, the hair would be everywhere. I'm not going to get it all in the garbage. You know, that's not something you can just wad up like a Wendy's wrapper and throw in the trash. It's going to go everywhere. So I threw it in the gutter outside. And I haven't actually checked if it's still there. I assume it's gone. I hope it's gone. It was good that it was nighttime. I don't think seeing a pile of your own hair in the gutter is really a nice way to spend the day, you know? So in the night, it's not so bad. In the light of day, it might have looked a little grotesque or something. But honestly, a big part of why I didn't go get my hair cut, I cannot fucking stand talking to the haircut lady. I hate it. Because you know what happens every time? Maybe I don't get my hair cut often enough. Because I don't, you know, we don't have any kind of a relationship. I wish someone that I really like talking to... You know, how come people who I enjoy listening to their podcasts can't cut hair? And then I could just go get my hair cut from them. This would be a great show. You know, someone's like, cutting hair with so-and-so. And it's a guy and he's cutting people's hair and they just have a conversation the whole time. And then when the haircut's on, the show's over. When he puts on his new haircut. I don't know, it could be nice. And you hear those scissor sounds, those are good sounds. You know, and then they'd be like, we're going to take a quick blow dryer break, we'll be right back. And then they tell you about clicking through their Amazon link, which does nothing. But I don't know, I mean, we don't, you know, they say, so how's it going? And you say, I don't know, great. I mean, I'm getting my hair cut, so not great, but I'm looking forward to being done with this part of the day. How are you? Now that I've just explained to you that I'm pretty unhappy about this whole situation, how are you feeling about it? You know, do you care to make a statement on this whole thing? And, you know, then it always turns into, so what do you do? You know, what is your job? What is your occupation? And I always say, oh, I'm a librarian. And they say, oh, that's really cool. And I say, no, it's not. I don't know when people decided that this was a cool thing, but it is not a cool thing. It is not cool. You sit in front of a computer and type stuff and, like, move books from one spot to another. That is not cool. Okay? It's not. I'm sorry, it's not. Think of your librarians when you were a kid. Were they cool? No, they were not. And, you know, everyone says, oh, yeah, well, like, librarians are totally different. You know, there's, like, all these hot ladies with tattoos and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, those aren't librarians. Those are people who pose in pictures for their living. They aren't librarians. You know how I know that? Because they're spending their whole day posing in pictures. I'm sure there are some very attractive librarians out there, just like I'm sure there are some very attractive garbage men. You know, but I don't think it's an inordinate number. There's probably a lot more ladies there, but, you know, no one's ever said, oh, third grade teachers are real hot. You know what I mean? That's like the same pool you're drawing from there. I did have one student teacher who was real hot. She was from Hawaii. She was very attractive. However, you know, we spent an inordinate amount of time studying the history of Hawaii, which I knew nothing about, granted. But, you know, it's pretty much the same old shit. Whitey went there, we beat the shit out of some people, and fucking took over. The end. You know? What's to know? What do you gotta know? I didn't really, you know, I don't know. I wasn't shocked by any of that. You know, I think she was a little outraged and wanted us to share in her outrage and was thinking, we're gonna blow these kids' minds when they find out that we fucked over the Hawaiians. And then we were probably all sitting there like, yeah, I know. I mean, this is history class. This is where we learn about who we fucked over, right? That's kind of what this is. Fuck over class. Then these guys fucked over those guys, but they were getting ready for the hardest fucking of their life, and they didn't even know it. So tune in next class for, you know, Fuckfest continued. Who's going to get fucked next? Who knows, man? Find out next time in history. You could probably get a lot of mileage just out of saying the word fuck as a history teacher. Man, they got fucked over, didn't they? Everyone would be in shock. They would never forget that. I mean, not that I've forgotten. Who got fucked over? Us or was that the Indians? Which one of us? I can't remember, although I have noticed that we don't run around bare-chested shooting arrows, so I have a suspicion. But I don't actually remember which one it was. Yeah, you would never forget if they said, fucking the fuck continues tomorrow. Get ready. It's gonna be great. So anyway, you know, the haircut lady asks about my job. Then she'll tell me about her vacations and whatnot. It's terrible. You know, one time I went in there with a plan. I said, I'm gonna ask her about all of these devices they always have out. You know what I mean? Because they only really use, they'll use like a comb, a scissor, and a little weird spray bottle that looks like it's made out of neon plastic. You know, and that's all they use. They got all this shit, but that's all I've ever seen them use. Maybe the clippers or a razor once in a while. So I started asking, I was like, what the hell is that? She's like, oh, those are scissors you use to make cuts uneven, you know, if you want to make it chunky. And I said, all right, you know, kind of pretended to know what that meant. But then after asking her, you know, and then, oh, what's this blue juice that you've got in this tube? Why do you have squeeze it filling this tube full of combs? And why don't you ever use those combs? And does that hurt my head? You know, can you have a comb in there to kill lice? A device that kills lice that doesn't, you know, give me weird spots on my head. But then she starts explaining stuff, and she's using her hands to gesture and speak, and she's not cutting my hair anymore. She's explaining, you know, her career, which is great. You know, I'm fine with that. I support in that moment her career. I mean, I'm getting my hair cut, so obviously I'm into I'm glad that she's into haircuts right then, because that's what I needed. I was a haircut. But, you know, I was just trying to kill the time, but the time is being extended via the thing I'm using to kill the time. So I'm not helping myself out here whatsoever. It's just going to continue on down this hellhole path. You know, I don't know. I thought that was a really good idea. So here's what I'm saying, though. Barber College or dental assistant school, any of these schools where you basically you're going to be working on somebody and, you know, you might have to talk, especially dental assistant, because you have to talk, but they can't really talk back. I can go, That's about it. So I think what they should do, they should have some kind of class where they have these experts come in and tell them about things to talk about. You know what I mean? Say, here's some stuff you could talk about. You know, if you get the sense that somebody wants to chat, I've got some material for you. You know, oh my God, here's a story about this and that. You know, here's how you can, they should really, really... They should be doing a podcast, you know. They should consider each person a podcast. They can work on them, and then imagine recording it, and then someone, I don't know who or why, but someone listening back to it, you know, what are they going to say? How are they going to feel about this show that you just did? They'll be like, oh, that one sucked. You know, all I could think to talk about was my chunking scissors. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there aren't. They don't all need it. Many of them are nice. But, you know, or just don't really talk too much. That's fine, too. I think this is why traditional gruff old men were so successful in the barber industry. Because people, you could go sit down in that chair and that guy isn't going to want to talk. And if you brought up anything, he'd just be like, oh, really? Well, I blew up a man with a hand grenade in Korea. So, thanks for explaining to me how much fun you had at the Panic at the Disco concert. You know, that really, I mean, all that flashes through my head when I hear Panic is watching a man be torn to shreds by a hand grenade. But no, you're right. It was still, you know, I don't know. It was a nice background hum of you speaking while I thought of that. You know, it was a new soundtrack for the hellish images that comprise my memory. Your haircut's done, by the way, so that'll be $8, because this is the old days. I don't know, I was talking to this lady who was saying that, at one of the prisons they do this program where they have the prisoners train dogs. You know, they'll train dogs to do different stuff, obedience training and stuff, and the dogs live with the prisoners and stuff, which seems like a good idea to me. I don't know. Why not? Why the hell not? Maybe they need to train, you know, I don't know, barbers. Maybe they should train prisoners to do that shit. Maybe just a guy with a bunch of fucking tattoos, because then he could just be like, I'm going to just start explaining my tattoos to you. Where did we leave off last time? Oh, that one I got in Memphis for no reason, you know. This one I got because my girlfriend thought it would be hot. And I was at a place where when she said something was hot, that's what I was going to do. You could go through a guy's whole set of tattoos that way. Not too bad. Wouldn't be the worst way to spend 20 minutes. But I don't know, to be perfectly honest, I just couldn't face sitting in the mirror talking about, you know, my job that's so boring. And just looking myself in the eyes and talking about all that shit. You know what I mean? Watching my eyes fill up with tears. I have to take a break in the haircut to go weep. I don't even know if they have a bathroom in there. I kind of doubt it. You know, I'd have to... I don't know what I would do. Leave when it was halfway done. Just be like, it's good, I'm done. Thanks, see ya. And leave $50. Assume that's, you know, more than enough. And they don't come after me. Wait! It's okay. Sad people get haircuts too, you know. It's just hard to sit there and watch yourself get a haircut. You're just thinking, what? This is... My life is fading away while I'm watching this happen. So anyway, I just shaved it. Shaved it all off. And, I don't know. It doesn't look so bad that anyone has had the guts to actually tell me it looks bad. Which is a success for me. as haircuts go, as long as it's not so bad that someone feels like they need to point out to me how bad it is, I'm golden. I'm in the clear. I'm very happy with my haircut. I would rate my own haircut satisfaction, by the way, as very high. You know, and my satisfaction with my self-barbering. I mean, my arms were more tired than they usually are in a haircut. Usually my arms are very relaxed the whole time. This time, you know, holding your arm above your head is surprisingly exhausting. I don't know how people do that, you know, all the time. But other than that, I would say I did a pretty damn good job, you know? I don't think I said a word. Just kept going. You know, just started and kept... I didn't have to explain anything to myself. Just buzz it all around. They didn't say, what do you want to do in the back? It's like, well, what do you think I want to do? I want to shave a huge fucking question mark into it and be the Riddler for Halloween. What do you think I want to do at the back? Just cut the back like you normally cut the back. Jesus Christ. Square it off at the end? You know what I mean? What do you think I... Oh, I'd like it rounded as though I had the hair of a completely different race. You know, and I could just have an... I'm growing out an afro. I figured I'd start growing out the afro by cutting the back in the appropriate hairline, and then I would figure out the rest from there. After that, it would just come clear to me. I would, you know, I would have a revelation and say, oh, okay, I got this now. Here's what we're... You know what I mean? Fuck you. Fucking idiot. Dun-dun-dun. Can people see behind the mirror here and tell that it's been hours since I paused this and then restarted it? Is it obvious? I feel like people can tell, or that people are trying to tell, but I just don't know. I was going to say, too, you know, so the worst part of getting the haircut, once you've gotten the haircut already, is that then you have like a week of, you know, everybody you know has to see the haircut and then say, you got a haircut. And you say yes. And then they say, look, it's nice. And you say, thanks. You know, why did you get a haircut? And it's like, well, I got a haircut because my hair continues to grow without ever stopping. I'm not sure that it'll ever stop, frankly. Frankly, this could go on the rest of my life. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, I may continue to grow hair after my corpse is in the ground. That's why. I mean, if you want to know why I got a haircut, it's because the hair grew and needed to be trimmed back. You know? I know that's an exciting answer. It's like, oh, because I really felt like I needed a change. You know? Pete was feeling stale. That's all. Oh, fuck you. The hair was longer, and I prefer that it was not as long as it was. Done. I just don't, you know, the questions that people ask sometimes, you know what I mean? What the fuck? I also, you know, everyone at my work, too, you know, goes to a different place that they swear by. And a lot of people go to Aveda, which is a salon. And then inevitably, someone will say, oh, they do men's haircuts too. You know, oh, they cut men's hair at Aveda, the salon. To which I say, well, no fucking shit. I would hope they don't have, you know. Ah, no men, no blacks, no Jews. Perfect, okay. Well, I could see why you love it. But, you know, you go there, and then the points that they try to sell me on, too. I don't understand what an appropriate amount is to pay for a haircut. Because some people tell me, you know, $25, that's ridiculous, which I think is a reasonable amount for a haircut. I don't really think that's a crazy amount to pay. I mean, and probably it's because, you know, I get my haircut every 7 or 8 months. So maybe that seems like, you know, I get a pretty good amount. We're talking about $3 a month or something like that when you do the math worth of haircut, hair maintenance. Throw in the shampoo, we might be up to $350. Throw in the conditioner, $4,000. Because I spend a lot on the conditioner, because I know that's going to make all the difference for me. You know, I buy the one that says it'll increase my volume. Because I think that'll make me, you know, a real boy someday. So, you know, they say, oh, go here. It costs like $25. They say that as sort of a warning, you know. Like, I'm going to say, $25? Get the fuck out of town. What do you think I am? John D. Candy Rockefeller? No. But I don't know. I mean, 25 with a tip. I think that where I go, it's like 12 plus a tip. So it's over around 20. And you know what? I'm going to say, you could try and save all the money you want on your haircuts. You'll never save any money. Because if you try to save money on a haircut, you just end up spending it on another haircut shortly thereafter. Because if you get a shitty haircut, then that haircut, you know, expires in a couple days. You know what I mean? You're going to get home and discover the truth about this haircut, which is that it's no haircut at all. It's just this piece of shit, you know? It's nothing you'd ever want to have on your head. So if you just actually spend the money and get a real haircut, you know, and it lasts for a couple months, you're way better off. So, you know, the money thing is not a huge problem. But then they try to convince me that it's a good idea, but they use a lot of things that I don't think are really good to convince somebody to get a haircut. You know what I mean? They'll say, oh, well, here's what's so great about Aveda. You go there, you know, free head massage. They massage your scalp. To which I say, they rub your head? Because I'll wear a hat all day. Okay, I'll just put some pebbles in a hat and put it on and just let them do their thing in there. I'll have like a rock tumbler going in my brain all fucking day. I can do that. That's not a problem. So that's a zero. And I, you know what? I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. How much touching of my head do they need to... Oh, you know what I could really go for is some lady with crazy fingernails rubbing on my scalp. Oh, that would be awesome. If I did that, I would just get a trashy girlfriend, if that's what I wanted. Oh, you have Lee press-on nails, and you'd like to rub them on my head? Great. Done. Also, rubbing your head or scratching your head, I think you can kind of do it yourself. I mean, it's like, you know, there's certain parts of your body, you can't really rub your own back effectively, for example. It's not the same, and the contortions result in it not being as satisfactory. But, you know, rubbing your penis is right on the front. It works fine. It's not as good, but it's fine. It'll do. In a pinch, it'll do. In a pinch, you can pinch and do. And, you know, your head's kind of the same thing. I mean, I'm not desperate for a head rub. It's not like you see a bear running through the forest looking for a place to rub his head. You know what I mean? He rubs his back on a tree, but he's not rubbing his head on a stump. Oh, thank God I found this. You know, I would have had an itchy head forever. And then, you know, the other... Oh, and then they say, oh, also, when you get your hair cut at this place, you can drink wine. Oh, good. My favorite drink, wine. The poison of the earth. I can't believe that people in the old times, when wine was the only option, that they actually managed to get drunk ever. Because, you know, I would have taken one drink of that and said, well, this is complete poison. I'm not going to, you know, at least I could see how you could get drunk from whiskey or vodka or something. Because you only have to drink an ounce and then you start thinking, okay, I get it. This is great. I'm going to continue on here. But when it comes to, you know, fucking wine, I don't know. You have to drink like 5 glasses before you start feeling the burn, feeling good. How did they do it? How did they do it? Those people were made of some stern fucking stuff, I'll tell you what. You know, so that's not a big sales point for me, I gotta say. Oh, you could have a glass of wine. And if I want to be drunk when I get a haircut, I will just go have a drink and then go get my haircut. You know what I mean? I don't think I need to be drinking a drink while they're cutting my hair. I mean, that feels weird. Is it in a wine glass? Drink a wine glass while I'm sitting there? I don't know, man. I like drinking a lot. I mean, it's one of my favorite activities to do with other activities, and oftentimes my activities are structured around, well, how can I be drunk while I'm doing this? Or, you know, we were watching wrestling the other night for no real reason. I mean, it was an old episode. They didn't even bother to cut out the thing that said, like, donate for Hurricane Sandy, even though that was fucking 20 years ago. And, you know, Katie was saying, oh, we should go to a wrestling thing. And I was thinking, I don't know. And then she's like, think about it. If you were drunk, that would be so fun. And I was like, you're right. If I was drunk at wrestling, that would be fun. You know, if I was drunk at the aquarium, I would probably enjoy that too. I mean, that's why these places, like, I know the museum probably doesn't see a need to serve beer, and I wouldn't say they need to, but I'll tell you what, I'd be buying a lot more fucking tickets if I was looking at a dinosaur skeleton while I was loaded. You know, that takes me back to that childhood place, where you can go through the Hall of Life and feel the baby and the fake plastic tummy. Hey, man, I'm wasted. I'm in. You know, I feel the fake plastic tummy, start weeping because I think, oh God, I'll never have a family. This is the closest I'll ever be, is drunk at the museum touching this not real stomach with the outline of a fetus in it, sort of. You can feel kick. But you know, you're not supposed to, the guy will tell you you're not allowed to just start punching it and crying. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe that's why. I guess there are a lot of good reasons not to as well. But I mean, there are some good reasons too. They could just have beer one day a week, you know, and everyone else who's like, eh, my kids, I'm trying to raise them in an emotionally stable environment, so I might not let them come with you to the museum. I'd say, that's fair. Hey, man, that's cool. You know what? I'm fine with that. I agree with your parenting choice here. Can't disagree with that one, my friend. Excuse me. So, you know, I don't know. What am I going to do? Go to the salon? Hello? I have an appointment with Raul. Or, if it's a woman, Raulina, to get my hair cut. Okay? Because that, you know, I respect myself. I'm worth it. You know? My favorite phrase. Hey, I'm worth it. The best way to say it. You know, the best thing you can tell somebody. It makes a whole lot of sense. Ugh. Jesus fucking Christ. Hey, I was thinking about this the other day. I could have swore I thought this before, but maybe not. There's a guy in Harry Potter who's named Sirius Black. I don't know a lot about Harry Potter, but Sirius Black sounds like the name of a blaxploitation character who solves crimes with kung fu, or else like the name of an album. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't know who would put out an album with that name. Exhibit? Sirius Black? Something like that. Who is that guy? Busta Rhymes? Maybe Bone Thugs and Harmony. Maybe that could be their next album, Sirius Black, and they could do a Harry Potter. Dum 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 Dumbledore, dum door, tell me what you gonna do when it ain't no different door. Something like that. So, you know, I walked through, it's funny in Denver, I just walked through a bunch of Denver for like 2 hours. You know, trying to pull my life together in some way. And the most attractive place for all the bums in Denver is like the Civic Center Park. You know, they have City Hall, and right in front is this huge park. That's where all the bums hang out. I swear to God, every city has a black midget bum. I have seen that in every city I've been in. If there's a group of... if that demographic, black midget, is more represented in television and bum circles than any other... place, you know, in real, I've never seen one in an office where I worked or a restaurant where I worked, but in a homeless group or on television, they're everywhere. How is that? I mean, you're either, it's like a lifestyle where you find out that's what your kid's gonna be. You know, the doctor says, oh, I got bad news about your baby. You say, all right. You know, and he's like, do you want the bad news or the real bad news? You say, I don't know, fucking, let's just go for it. And he says, well, I mean, I guess, yeah, you're right, because I don't know, you know, he doesn't know what the worst news is for you. It depends on how you feel about things, you know, so he says, all right, the bad news is your baby's black, you know, and you have to say, oh, well, that's fine. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you know that before it's born, but that's okay. And then, you know, and then he says, the worst news is, you know, your baby's also a midget. And so then you're thinking, okay, well, this kid's either going to be in great shape, he's going to provide for my retirement, you know, he'll probably have some trouble with drugs and have to hang out with Dr. Drew, but hey, who, you know, who hasn't? plenty of tall whites have had to do the same thing, so that's not a big deal. But then also, you know, if it's not that, then he's going to be a bum, you know, yelling at everyone. And why are bums fucking... Here's the other thing. Bums are either saying, God bless you, crying. I always see a bum crying. Or, you know, there's this girl who was homeless-ish and kind of retarded, I think, and she was, like, walking down the street crying, and she'd stop and look at nothing and just cry. She'd, like, a frustrated cry. Like, you know, the kind of crying that they do in the movies when they're throwing all the boyfriend stuff out the window or out the door because he cheated on her or something like that. That's a good breakup, by the way. Throw all your stuff on the lawn. That would be a good reason to date someone who's real organized, because she'd be like, ah, fuck, I'm going to put it all in a huge suitcase first and then just throw the suitcase on the lawn. Then you could be on your way, you know, because she doesn't want the mess in her yard anyway. Or, you know, it would be a good chance to reevaluate your wardrobe. If you saw all your t-shirts out there on the lawn, it would be an easy way to really say, you know what, I'm going to evaluate which of these I really want and which ones I'm kind of middle of the road on here. Make some decisions. You know, I don't need to transport this whole wardrobe from lawn to, you know, shitty bachelor pad, terrible condo where divorced dads go to live. Yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, those are the choices. I don't know why that is. And so then, you know, there's the crying bum. Then the bums always seem to be yelling at each other. Or at no one. You know, just yelling. I mean, there was a bum who was walking down the sidewalk towards me who sort of shrugged into his jacket 10 times, you know, aggressively shrugged into his jacket deeper and deeper as he walked. I have no fucking idea what that was supposed to be or why he was doing that. You know, I don't know why these guys are so aggressive. I mean, I don't know. They showed like this, you know, they closed all the insane asylums in like the 80s, right? And some of these bums are clearly insane. There's not a doubt in my mind that many of these men are out of their fucking gourd, you know? And really should be taken care of in some serious way, some serious black way. But then, you know, they did all these exposés on the insane asylums, like Geraldo did this big one. It shows them all, and it's, you know, it looks like they're in the dark, just rocking, scared, and in their own waste and all that stuff. Then they closed all that shit, but part of me, you know, and it looked horrible. And every movie is like an abandoned insane asylum, you know. There's never like, oh yeah, this was a Best Buy that closed. Old Barnes & Noble that, I mean, it got haunted quick, you know. How come Barnes & Noble doesn't say, oh yeah, our stores, when they close, when a Walden Books closes, it becomes haunted in months, you know. These insane asylums take a couple years to turn around. But Borders Books and Music, 4 days, and there's going to be some serious shit going on in there. Never happens that way, even though it should. Something's got to happen. So anyway, you know, maybe this insane asylum thing, not as bad as we sort of made it out to be. Maybe it's not the worst thing in the world to have an insane asylum around for these bums to hang out at, you know? Or maybe they should at least have some kind of structure in their lives. I'm not saying they can't leave, maybe, but maybe they have the option to just hang out somewhere and scream inside of a walled area, and, you know, they could have food. That way you would know the money you gave them was going to drugs instead of food. You know, you would know, I mean, if you're like a good person, you would know that, you know, they were being fed. So really, if you were giving them money, it wasn't a thing. I don't know. Bums are tough, man. You can tell the ones who are real fucked up, too, because they're actually happy if they get food or something like that. When I was in the city, New York, on the subway, there was this bum, and she was, like, on her knees in the subway, and she's like, oh, she was crying, and she's like, I know you all hate me, but please, if you could give me something, I'm starving, and, you know, then she was just, like, on her knees in Muslim prayer position and held her hand out, not looking at anyone. And this lady just, like, had a Coke in her purse and, you know, she gave it to her. And the bum was so pumped, you know, the lady bum. She was like, oh, thank you. I love Cokes. You know, this is great. so excited, you know, to be fueled to do her bum activities by this Coca-Cola. But, you know, so you could tell that lady was in a real bad state. And perhaps if she was offered foods and whatnot, she wouldn't be out bumming all day, doing her bum stuff. I don't know, it's just weird to me that that's where they hang out. I don't know why that's the place. There's also, I guess, across town, there's, you know, a bum triangle, too. There's this weird triangle of streets that creates this sort of triangular island, and that's also a big bum outpost. You know, maybe that's what they do. They have sort of these different territories, and they move between them. Like, you know, Underground Railroad, the Underground Bum Railroad. I mean, the difference being these locations are 2 miles apart or something. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're a bum, you got nothing to do but move all day. If you don't have a home, the one good thing is you could try out, you know, being a bum in front of the Civic Center. And if you don't like that, you could say, all right, fuck it. Let's try the bum triangle. See how that works, you know, and head down there. Or it's not a triangle. What do they call it? 5 points. So I guess it's some kind of, you know, I don't know, parallelogram with an extra point. Some kind of a rhombus. I don't know. What has 5? A pentagram? Ooh, the bum pentagram. That sounds real good. Sounds like you could do some voodoo shit down. Believe me, there's a guy murdering a bird and throwing its bones on a trash can lid next to a barrel that's on fire to tell Danny Glover how to kill the predator. That is happening there in the bum pentagram. I'm sure of that. Not a doubt in Pete's mind about that one. Well, you know what? We managed to... I wasn't sure if we were going to pull it off, but we got to a racial place, so I'm pretty happy with that. Everyone have a real nice life out there. I hope you're doing well and enjoying yourselves. And keep listening to this show. I don't know. I would love to have you continue to listen. I'm really bad at the end of this thing. I don't know what to do ever. You know, I start saying, like, hey, man, you guys are all great, you know, and continue listening. Although I would like if you guys would start, you know, reposting shit online. I know I say that every time, and 2 of you do it. Just fucking do it. I don't care if it's something you actually like, or you don't have to say anything about it. Just post the link. Just post a link to something, to a post, or something that I did. Just post it online. That's all I ask. You know what I mean? Not asking for any fucking money. Not asking you to spend any time on this stupid show or the website or anything like that. Just repost something so someone will see it, you know? That's all I ask. It's pretty simple. And if you don't, I don't know. What am I going to do? I'm going to, you know, continue to do this. So there's really no incentive for you to do it other than, you know, you've listened this far into the show. It seems like you have enough invested in it to actually do that. That much work. You know what I mean? Just type in helpfulsnowman.com into the status box on Facebook the next time you log in and hit post. I don't, you know what I mean? You don't have to do anything else. That's all I ask. Just do that, and then, you know, when you see someone else post something of mine, just hit like a million times. That's all. Do it. Do it now. Do it. I'll wait. Go ahead and open up your... We'll do this together. Are you ready? Get your phone. Open up your Facebook now. I'll wait. Now it's loading. You're probably seeing a picture of a horribly ugly baby or, you know, someone showing you a picture of their cat cuddling against a man who looks like he typically wouldn't enjoy cats, you know, because that's fun. It's fun to see a guy who's a rough and tumble guy enjoying a cat once in a while. Now you should have a thing at the top where you can just punch it and then post something. You write something, so punch that. Write helpfulsnowman.com. I'm not going to spell it for you, because if you can't spell it, then, you know, I don't really want you associated with this anyway, and feel free to close your app or your browser or whatever you're going to do. Now hit post. Done. And if there's a like button that allows you to hit it, even though it's your own post, go ahead and punch that too. That'll count for 2. You don't have to do one next week. You know what I mean? Do a little work ahead of time. What the hell? Why not? All right. Thanks for doing that. I appreciate it. Oh, I see it popped up just now. What a guy or a girl or who whatever. Whatever, what a thing you are, huh? What a human. What a human being with online access. All right, fuck yourself. Bye.